You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Mars helicopter did not fly yesterday as they had hoped. Jeremy, they were doing some of the little pre-flight tests, and the computer didn't like something and shut everything down.
It didn't want to do it. It's like, not today.
Something wasn't right when the helicopter was trying to shift from the flight computer from pre-flight into flight mode, and they just didn't like it, so yeah, shut it down. Now the earliest that it could fly would be this Wednesday.
All right. I hope they fix it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not like they can send some technician out there,
yeah,
you know,
to
open
a guy
up the hood.
It's got to fix itself.
But they have. I don't know. Have you seen the video of the rotors, you know, the
I did see that, yeah.
Spinning?
There's actually a little video of it now, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Testing it out. It's
yeah,
cold up
like
there,
the,
man.
I like the way that the rover itself is moving off, and it's going to be going up this incline so it can sit and have a beautiful view of the flight
yeah.
when they put the video cameras on.
They're like little buddies up there. It's like a little Disney movie. He's going
to
go watch his friend fly.
Yeah. What if they should have the rover drive back and give them a little pep talk?
Uh-huh. You can
now
do
listen.
It.
Listen.
You can do it.
An entire world is watching us right now.
Straighten
Don't
yourself up.
Don't screw this up.
Spin like you've never spun before.
Anyway, we'll see how that all turns out. What else is trending?
Oh, gosh, Dom. The biggest trending news of the day. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day today.
Uh-huh.
Yum, 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 yum. 87% of Americans say that they like the grilled cheese, the GC, as they call it on the street.
What's your grilled cheese combo? I gotta know.
Cheddar, pepper jack. Cheddar, pepper jack.
I am an American cheese and Munster.
Munster. That's a good melty cheese, the Munster. That gives you the good string
Both
action when you pull it out, man. And then it drops on your chin and it's hot. And you're like, ah!
Do you two, do you butter the bread?
I mayonnaise the bread.
Yeah, so does Gretsch.
Mm-hmm.
I've not really experienced that before.
It's a better way to do it. It's
and
easier
thought,
to spread, first of all.
She actually does both. She does, I think, butter on the outside of the bread and mayo on the inside.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She does a different, I think she somehow uses both.
Every now and then, here's a little pro tip. Put a little Vicks VapoRub on the outside of it before you
don't
grill
tell
it.
People that.
And
don't.
It just gives it a little
don't
pop.
Tell people
little
that.
Pop.
Don't do a disclaimer. Hurry.
Don't use a lot of it. There's your disclaimer. On the heels of Prince Philip passing away, another death this past weekend, rapper DMX passed away on Friday, suffering from an overdose. And then I think like a heart attack possibly or something. I don't know. Poor guy was only 50 years old. I will say, takes me back to 1998, you know, the year I graduated high school, because that's when he released his first album. And I will say that Nick Knack and I were bumping the DMX this weekend in honor of him.
Hmm.
And it's not quite the same when you're 40 years old and have two small children in the house. Little ears.
I can imagine.
Little ears. Yeah, he had a naughty mouth, but good music. So DMX and Prince Philip are laying down some fat beats in heaven right now, Dom.
Yeah.
What'd you want to say?
Did you see the story about the whole Prince Philip funeral situation, that Harry has flown back to England?
He came back.
But Meghan Markle did not make the trip back.
She's using the pregnancy excuse?
Right. Pregnancy excuse, which
yeah.
I totally understand, and
sure.
That's fine. But on the other hand, it's probably just for the best anyway. Because they probably didn't need that kind of distraction at the funeral.
Probably.
With all
not.
The bad blood going on between the royal family.
Yep.
And
for the best.
You know, the prince and the, what is she, the princess of Sussex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They didn't need that.
I don't know. This is America, dumb. I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't
Americans
know.
Love this stuff too,
know.
Man.
I do. Do you? You lapping it
oh
up?
Oh, my God. The royal stuff is hilarious to me. I can't get enough of it.
You can have mine.
You know, we have our own royal families in America. We just
we sure
don't
do.
Call them by those titles. It's
right.
really
it's
the
like
same
the Kennedys
thing.
And I guess the Trumps to some extent. He said Trump. HBO is developing a reality competition show inspired by the movie Magic Mike, ladies. It's called The Real Magic Mike. Now, here's the deal. It's going to feature 10 men who have, quote, lost their magic. And they're going to go on the show, bare their souls, and more, as they evolve their bodies. They're going to perform spectacular routines and develop a new level of self-confidence, says this story.
Okay.
So they're going to rid themselves of like a bunch of emotional baggage and then kind of regain their mojo by working out and learning these sexy, sexy routines.
Why don't you sign up?
Sounds like, I haven't lost the magic yet, though.
Well,
Channing Tatum is on board as a producer. Doesn't sound like he's going to be in it yet, but I don't know. We'll see. Hey, here's your trending jeans news. The CEO of Levi's did an interview last week, and he said all signs are pointing to this being the beginning of a new denim cycle, Dom, where skinny jeans are out. I don't like this. I like skinny jeans.
No, I'm glad. What's in its place?
I think they're going back to that looser boot cut look, kind of a looser fit.
Not the big, fat, wide ones?
A little bit wider, probably. It's a...
But not the big, fat,
a relaxed denim. Okay. Not the big, fat ones, but the boot cut kind of goes out at the bottom a little bit. But I like the tapered skinny jean, though. It's a good fit. I like the way they fit.
I like them on women. I don't like them on guys. I would never wear a pair.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all right. The people at Purina just released a Fancy Feast Petite Feast cookbook. It's a cookbook for humans where you can make different meals that taste like different flavors of Fancy Feast cat food. What?
Why do we need this?
Why do we need this, Dom? It has 12 recipes. You can download it for free from the Fancy Feast website. I don't know why we need this.
Did you guys, when you had Chloe the cat, did you feed her canned food at all?
She had a little bit of wet food from time to time. That's what you call it, wet food, right? Not canned food. It's kind of gross
Niles
in itself.
Yeah, Niles the weirdo will just turn his nose up at any of that stuff, so I'm very fortunate.
He's very picky.
It's his meow mix and nothing else.
That's it. He knows what he likes.
You could open up a can of tuna and set it down, and he would walk past it. Why do you think we call him Niles the weirdo?
That is odd, man. That's very
so
odd for
strange.
A cat.
Put a saucer of milk down, a can of tuna, whatever. He's like, nah, not interested.
Where's my meow mix?
Yeah.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. A website called Bonus Finder, never heard of it, is looking to pay someone to become an MLB food tester. If they pick you, you're going to go to a few Major League Baseball parks to watch the games, eat hot dogs, and then report on how they are. They're going to pay you $500. They're going to cover your travel and all the food, I guess. There's a website if you want to Google it. I'm not going to post it, but that sounds like kind of a cool little gimmick if you just want to go watch some ball and eat some hot dogs and get paid for it and then report back on meh, yay or nay, you know?
I mean,
why not?
At the risk of sounding un-American, a hot dog is pretty much a hot dog. It's just going to depend on your toppings and stuff. But just the wiener from park to park
just
to park.
Just a wiener.
How much different can they really taste?
Well, they have they zazz them up, right?
I'll give you a little. There could be a little bit of a difference, but a wiener
like
is a wiener.
A buffalo dog, maybe, or a
but
stuffed
that's not
cheddar
a hot dog,
one.
Though, so.
Right. A wiener's a wiener, right?
You bet.
Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Hey, head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. These videos have been going around for a while where a guy rolls up to a drive-thru and he's replaced his car horn with like a fog horn from a lighthouse. So he pulls up to the window and as they're handing his food out, he lays on it and it freaks him out. Well, one McDonald's employee had enough of it. And you need to watch the video and see what she does.
Oh,
and I'm on her side. I really am on her side.
It sounds a bit obnoxious.
It is obnoxious, isn't it? It's on our Facebook. Watch the video. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.